Picture this. Two groups of rabbits on identical high-fat diets show dramatically different heart health outcomes. The difference? One group received regular handling, petting, and talking from researcher Marina Levesque. These rabbits had 60% fewer fatty deposits despite identical cholesterol levels. This groundbreaking 1978 discovery by Dr. Robert Neerham reveals what medicine often overlooks. Our health extends far beyond medical interventions and personal choices to how we treat each other and structure our communities. This rabbit effect challenges our understanding of what truly makes us healthy in an increasingly isolated world, showing that kindness isn't just nice, it's necessary for physical well-being. 73-year-old Bella radiates health despite aggressive pancreatic cancer. She tends her garden, takes art classes, bakes for neighbors, volunteers, and enjoys weekly bridge games with friends. Her oncologist remains puzzled by how she thrives despite her grave diagnosis. Meanwhile, 43-year-old Daisy appears withered beyond her years despite perfect test results. Recently divorced and working two jobs, she moves slowly through constant pain and exhaustion, barely able to leave her house. This stark contrast highlights Western medicine's fundamental problem, categorizing people as either sick or well based solely on physical factors while ignoring crucial social contexts. Dr. George Engel's biopsychosocial model offers a solution, recognizing health occurs within concentric layers, from cells at the center to relationships, community, and society in outer rings. Nothing exists in isolation. Chronic stress triggers cellular inflammation, while strong social connections boost immune function. Our intimate bonds physically shape us from birth. When premature Jamie Ogg was declared dead in Australia, his mother's skin-to-skin contact revived him, a powerful example of kangaroo care. Research shows premature babies given skin-to-skin contact develop 25% faster and leave hospitals 2 weeks earlier than those in incubators. Physical connection remains vital throughout life. Holding hands reduces pain by 34% and calms the brain during stress, while couples who regularly touch synchronize their brainwaves and heartbeats. Okinawa Island, with the world's highest concentration of centenarians, prioritizes social connection through multi-generational meals, moai, purposeful gatherings, and ikigai, meaningful living. In contrast, 1 in 5 American adults reports chronic loneliness, rising to 40% among those over 60. Prolonged loneliness increases early death risk by 50%, higher than obesity's 30%. Studies show 3 to 5 close friends optimize health benefits. Strong relationships lower blood pressure, inflammation, and stress hormones while boosting oxytocin, with research across 148 studies revealing 50% better survival rates for socially active individuals. Sylvie, 48, showed premature aging from her demanding publishing career of 10-hour days and weekend work. When management changes brought layoffs, she shouldered more responsibilities despite physical pain, leaving vacation unused. This reflects a common pattern. With a third of life spent working, half of Americans report job dissatisfaction, and 40% find work extremely stressful. Research shows chronic stress accelerates cellular aging. Yet some thrive in demanding work. The key difference is dignity, autonomy, and respect. The Whitehall studies revealed employment grade predicted heart disease mortality better than medical factors, with lowest-ranking workers dying at 3 to 6 times the rate of top-ranked employees. Good management significantly impacts health. Workers treated with dignity show 55% more engagement, and having a partner versus a boss equals the happiness boost of doubled income, though well-being plateaus around $60,000 to $75,000. At Dr. Carola Eisenberg's 100th birthday party, I witnessed remarkable vitality in a woman whose life embodied purpose. From humble beginnings in Argentina, she became one of few female medical students in the 1940s, rose to become the first female dean at MIT and Harvard Medical School, and later helped establish Physicians for Human Rights, which shared the 1997 Nobel Peace Prize. Her apartment reflected a life of global engagement through artifacts and books, while she maintained an active social calendar with weekly intellectual discussions, as engaged at 100 as ever. The scientific link between purpose and longevity centers on telomeres, DNA buzzers at chromosome ends that shorten with cell division. Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn's Nobel Prize-winning discovery of telomerase, which rebuilds telomeres, transformed aging research. Studies reveal lifestyle choices influence up to 80% of telomere length variation, with stress accelerating decline, while positive changes offer protection. Research from Rush University Medical Center found people with high purpose have 2.5 times reduced risk of Alzheimer's. Education significantly impacts longevity. Completing high school and college adds roughly 9 years to life expectancy, with one study showing education saved 8 times more lives than biomedicine, potentially sparing 1.4 million versus 180,000 lives. Where we live profoundly shapes our health, much like goldfish that thrive or perish based on their environment. Food deserts force reliance on unhealthy options. In New York City, obesity affects 1 in 10 people in Soho, but 1 in 3 in parts of the Bronx. Proximity to major roadways increases sudden cardiac death risk by 38%, potentially exceeding risks from smoking, diet, or obesity. Conversely, green spaces provide vital benefits. London studies found streets with more trees had lower antidepressant prescription rates, with parks offering mental health benefits comparable to marriage. In America, zip codes predict health more strongly than genetic codes, with life expectancy varying up to 6 years between adjacent counties and 12 years when considering racial disparities. Strong community engagement has proven crucial. Active neighborhood groups helped halve the national homicide rate from 1990 to 2015. The still face experiment demonstrates how quickly babies become distressed when mothers become unresponsive, a scenario now common when parents focus on smartphones instead of children. Epigenetics reveals that maternal nurturing influences DNA expression, with high-nurturing mothers producing offspring who have lower stress responses and better emotional regulation across generations. Social connections protect against illness, as proven by Dr. Renee Spitz's 1940s research comparing orphaned children in sterile environments to those in prison nurseries with their mothers. While 30 to 40% of institutionalized children died, all prison nursery children survived despite less sanitary conditions. Every social connection, from volunteering to book clubs, impacts health. Laughing with friends improves heart health, and social people experience fewer colds. These social factors significantly influence treatment outcomes, yet modern medicine often overlooks these crucial life circumstances when treating patients. Health encompasses more than medical care. It includes our relationships, purpose, and environment. Our daily choices either nurture well-being or increase stress, significantly affecting physical health. Research shows that kindness and connection help prevent disease and reduce illness severity. Consider Bella, who outlived her pancreatic cancer prognosis through strong relationships and community engagement while inspiring others. Microkindnesses, small gestures affirming human worth, build community and trust. True kindness requires bravery and means acknowledging difficult emotions while channeling them into positive action. Our choices can transform fear into meaningful change. Living healthy means choosing connection, purpose, and joy, creating bonds that persist beyond physical form and serve as powerful medicine.